President Trump is sharpening his attacks on Anthony Fauci and Joe Biden. Yesterday, he called Fauci an idiot. And this morning, he continued questioning Biden's Ukrainian work, baselessly calling him a criminal the attorney general should investigate. Meanwhile, Biden is spending the week prepping for Thursday's final presidential debate, which will have a new rule that means candidates won't be able to interrupt each other as much. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson is here. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Robin.
And this morning, as you know, the president went on Fox and Friends and seethed for 45 minutes. Yesterday, he railed at rallies and in a conference call at Fauci, at CNN, too much coverage of COVID. To his call for Attorney General Barr to investigate Biden before the election for those allegations that Rudy Giuliani purportedly found emails on a hard drive of Biden and his son engaging in influence peddling in Ukraine, something a Republican Senate committee couldn't pin on the vice president. So what does it say to you that he's calling for this investigation?
Well, it says to me that he's just throwing spaghetti against the wall. You know, Republican operatives that I've talked to are very frustrated that the president seems incapable of sticking to a disciplined message on the economy, which is the one area where he still has an advantage over Biden, focusing on Biden's liberal policies. But instead, he's been throwing out a new attack every day, and it certainly gets him a lot of coverage. It keeps him at the center of the media narrative, but it doesn't necessarily get him any more votes.
Right. Well, let's just talk about his attacks on Dr. Anthony Fauci. Yesterday on a conference call with his campaign was maybe the most brutal. He called him one of the idiots the public is getting tired of, said he was a disaster. But then he pulls it back a bit, as he did on Fox and Friends this morning. Let's listen.
He's a nice guy. The only thing I say is he's a little bit sometimes not a team player, but he is a Democrat, and I think that he's just fine.
Oh, you know, Mara, so maybe somebody in the campaign said, geez, that phone call went out and everybody heard you call Fauci an idiot. Maybe he's pulling back for that. But is there any strategy here? Can a voter be swung by hearing Anthony Fauci gutted?
That is an excellent question. And there are a lot of Republicans I talk to who say there doesn't seem to be any strategy here. People who would like to see Anthony Fauci criticized are probably already voting for the president. But criticizing Anthony Fauci, who has a tremendously high approval rating and scores very high on who do you trust, could actually push away independent voters and undecided voters. So this is a problem. You know, if the president thinks this is a good thing to do, it's hard to see how this helps him.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because we heard someone on Morning Edition, a fan of the president, say he's the world wrestling politician and his fans love it. But, you know, outside of
the question is, are there enough fans?
Yeah, exactly.
He has a very strong hold on his base. The question is it big enough to win? He seems to be trying to increase enthusiasm among his base rather than expand it.
Right. And if he's not attracting, is he maybe turning off voters? What about Joe Biden looking ahead to Thursday? We know that there's a new rule, meaning that during a portion of the debate, microphones of the person not speaking will be muted. They won't be able to interrupt during the first 2 minutes of answers. What is Biden's strategy going in?
Well, Biden's strategy is to keep the focus on Trump, on his leadership or lack thereof of the coronavirus. He wants to prevent Trump from changing the dynamic of the race from a referendum on the incumbent to a binary choice. And once again, Biden has to reassure voters that he is up to the job physically and mentally. You know, remember, the first debate obviously was full of interruptions. That's why they instituted this new rule. But the second debate, President Trump decided not to come to the second debate because it was going to be virtual, and he said in a virtual debate, they can cut off your mic whenever you want. But this time, he's going to go, even though his mic will be muted during the first 2 minutes of Biden's answers.
Just a half a minute here. I got to ask you about the decision last night of the Supreme Court. Chief Justice Roberts siding with liberal justices in that ruling, allowing Pennsylvania to count absentee ballots until a few days after the election. They have to be postmarked by November 3rd. Big loss for Republicans.
Well, for now, but it was a 4-4 deadlocked ruling, and to let a state Supreme Court decision stand, what it means that there are four justices, Thomas, Alito, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh, who would have heard the case, and with Amy Coney Barrett, they'll have a majority.
Mara Liasson, NPR national political correspondent. Thank you.
Thank you.